Good evening. I should not say good evening. Another moment of silence.
You've done that before.
Yeah, I have. I have done that before. Hello and welcome to the Buffering Podcast. My name is Adam, and as always, this is my co-host,
Dan Whalen.
And tonight is Wednesday, January 18th, and we are coming to you from the Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
Very true. It's really interesting that you just corrected yourself on saying good evening, then changed it to hello, and you said we're coming to you this evening. So you really are certain that it's night.
Well, yeah.
Regardless of when the viewer, I'm going to call him the viewer rather than the listener, the viewer is listening to this. Because listener listening to this is too much.
I don't want to put off the kids at home by confusing them with saying good evening at the beginning of the show, though. That's just mean.
Yeah, but it could work as just your thing.
It could.
You open up every episode regardless of time, even if we do somehow, some way, a live episode, just opening up with good evening.
Yeah, I could do that.
Because it's
that's
always
like
that,
my tendency. It's I always like want that, to say good evening for some reason.
It's like it's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
It's always evening somewhere, too.
That's true. That's very true. If you're not listening to this in the evening, you're wrong.
That's what it really is. Yeah. We are timeless. Everyone else is wrong.
That's right. Damn straight. So, anyway, Frank Oz Memorial Studio. That's where we are. It's
he's
evening.
Not, he's not dead. He's just awesome.
That's right. I was going to get to that. But anyway, so we're here this evening with a brand new guest and fan, Jen Diethart.
Hello.
Welcome.
And a repeat guest who is also very special, Katie Aww. Shay Robertson.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, there might have been an asterisk on that special, so you might want to follow up with that.
Winky face.
Because he also didn't have the time to do finger quotes, if that's what he meant, too. So, you know, there are lots of specials.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was holding a note.
Sad. He looked at me very caringly.
Okay, well, it's implied, and it makes more really sense.
Work. Okay.
So, there
Making
you go.
Better adjectives. As we move on, and
so right,
better than interesting or absurd.
It was absurd guess,
but we could keep going on that.
Thank this you. Is my, I don't know. Okay, so moving
special
on.
Special lady
to,
friend.
this is my special friend.
That's what I call my mom in public.
Oh my goodness!
Wow,
really?
Just if I want to embarrass her. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense.
Okay. I thought it was special like, lady friend, huh. Laura. I hope she listens to this. Hi, Mom.
But one thing special about tonight is it's the SOPA-PIPA Blackout Day,
yes.
Which we are participating in, although I assume that no one was really negatively impacted by us being off on a day where we don't produce new material anyway.
Right. That's true. Unless, you know, you're really, really
hankering for some bonus tracks that you can find at bufferingpodcast.com.
Yeah.
But not right
or if you just want to gaze at the majesty that is our beautiful page layout by mm-hmm. Dan Whalen.
That's true. Though I did, one thing I did do is I did change our photo on the host page.
Oh?
Because before it was us hanging out with Mon and Megan in the basement at Jake's.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very accurate because you had really short hair and I didn't have a beard. So if they looked at it and then saw us, different people.
Yeah.
But instead, I found a shot from the newsroom.
The newsroom?
The newsroom.
Okay.
You know, Nicolet and, what's it?
Yeah.
Ninth?
Okay.
10th?
Cool.
Somewhere nearby.
That location didn't occur to me right away, so I was like, when were we in a newsroom?
Oh, no, this was this was a while ago. I think this is when Emily's friend Fred was still in town.
Okay.
But it's a good shot of us. So.
Cool.
Once the SOPA blackout lifts on bufferingpodcast.com, then people can check out the photo.
Hey, everybody, come see how good they look.
Oh, which is one thing that I wanted to bring up since both of you have talked about how you have listened to all the episodes. Have both of you listened to the Adam Name Challenge or Adam Bio Challenge?
I have not.
Because that's something that I want to rehash and bring up again because it was really funny at the time. Mm-hmm. What we did is Adam took God, it had to have been at least...
It was a couple months.
9 to 10 episodes and had not provided a bio for our page. Like seven, eight sentences.
Oh, I remember something about this.
I've read his bio, and oh, yeah, because you're having him guess who wrote each
exactly.
line.
Can I ask Bob?
Then he'd know.
Yeah, I did. P.S.
P.S. This is not Katie. The sentence will just be, Katie is not writing this sentence.
I wonder who wrote this. This is not Katie, so it just can't be.
Damn.
But it is really funny to listen to because we had a bunch of people submit a one-sentence bio for Adam and then just strung it all together. I added on a couple words just so it contextually made sense.
Flowed, yes.
And then we had Adam sit down. We pressed record, and we had him guess line by line who submitted what by giving him a name bank of every. You know, here are the people who submitted stuff. Who wrote what?
It was pretty. It was fun, but I didn't do very well because they were.
You didn't catch on at first to the fact that everyone only submitted one. So the names that you had guessed before you didn't bring up again because you didn't realize that they would have written that other one instead.
Yeah.
But it was, it was still really fun.
That effect, yes.
And something that you can find on bufferingpodcast.com. So I think I've hyped the website enough.
I know I'm checking it out.
I have yet to check out any of the bonus content because I've just been downloading episodes through iTunes.
Right.
So I should really go and check out some of the bonus content.
Check the website.
Most definitely.
It's cool stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean...
It's fun.
You were talking about how you paid a lot of attention to the Leonard Maltin games to where, yes, I would have gotten this, yes, I would have gotten that kind of thing, where that's basically what we did at the end of every episode is we recorded another round of the game.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I should definitely listen and try not to yell at work.
Yeah. but you just get that fix of it over and over and over again.
Right.
And, you know, there are people where you figure out their knowledge base. And with that, it's you can side with some people on some things like, oh, this person knew about this movie and this movie and this movie. How did they not know this movie?
Right.
Kind of thing. It's really interesting to go back.
That's why I will be bringing a friend on my next
Well, and I was going to say that might also help with, it, you know, people who are guests playing the games at the end to have sort of a basis for what people know and what they don't.
Mm. It's kind of, if people listen to... episodes with Movie Bluff. Now they know, you know, who
our
are
weaknesses.
Triggers for people,
right?
Which, like for Emily, it's everyone. She knows faces, not names.
Yes.
So
I think there's a lot of Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon has made a couple appearances so far.
He's come up, yeah.
But he's a good bridge.
Yes, I
he
agree
is.
Completely.
That's true. He is. Mm-hmm. He can lead in a lot of different directions, considering the sheer number of movies and actors he's worked with and worked on and stuff like that.
So, and did.
Yeah. All of that. But anyway, so yeah, all this stuff.
But one thing to come back to, since we're really good at kind of doing circles on our topics, is SOPA, PIPA, all that stuff about Stop Online Piracy
Act.
And the PIPA, which is in the House...
Protect IP something.
Act.
Yeah.
Probably.
PIP Act.
Yeah. The PIP Act.
The PIP Act.
That's why they don't talk about it like
Cheerio.
That.
But essentially, if people don't know about this being it being very prevalent with today, which for you guys, Wednesday was the blackout day where Wikipedia didn't work and Google censored itself. Mm-hmm. And Reddit was down, and Boing Boing was down, and all these other websites. Essentially, the Stop Online Piracy Act says, very poorly worded, that any site that the Justice Department feels is violating copyright laws can be fined or pulled down. And a lot of people are nervous about this act because it's so poorly worded that if you, as a website... link to another website that has illegal information, you can be held accountable as well because you are supporting this site inadvertently, not knowing that they have illegal content on there.
It's giving the government too much power and it's restricting freedom of speech.
Yeah, it's really like a hovering Big Brother feeling.
It
gives a lot of they kind of feel like, you know, the entertainment industry has taken some big shot because of all the piracy and everything, you know, not making as much money as they'd like to. However, the fact that they can sue every it's just
or pull things
reading
down
it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and doesn't it say that they can basically pull things down without any notification or anything? They can just say, you know, this, we don't like this, and take a website off the internet.
Right.
Another thing they can do is if it's a website from a foreign country, they can literally just block that.
Which is essentially what, you know, other countries are already doing to our content because they want to limit the information that's coming in. So where's it going to stop at that point? Which obviously, you know, everyone will think, oh, well, they're still going to maintain freedom of speech somehow, but they're going to limit our access to world knowledge.
Not as much freedom. Still free. Really? All right.
I feel like we're losing something in there, but I mean, did...
I have, like, this disappearing civil liberties mug.
Right. when it gets hot, does stuff go away?
Yeah, they start disappearing slowly.
Or there's the the global warming mug, if you've seen that one, where it's the full globe, and then when it gets warmer, the mug gets bluer, so it looks like the land masses are disappearing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Awesome.
There's some really
cool and negative.
Like, that also sounds awesome and sad at the same time.
Exactly.
There's also one where I believe, like, Shakespeare insults appear, but that's just awesome. That has
on its own
bearings.
Yeah.
I got my folks a teacup in Japan that has very old traditional characters written on it, and when you fill it with hot tea, it all goes away, and there's a completely different image of, like, famous poets from Japan, like... Huh. Walking around and interacting with each other. It's really cool.
Cups that sounds cool. Awesome.
Two of them giving each other a high five.
Yeah.
I think I need to buy more awesome cups.
There was another one there was another one it was a nice Japanese lady who I bought these from in kind of an open air market, and she was showing me another option for that one, and that one involved nudity. So I didn't go for that one for my folks.
I really thought you were going to say Godzilla.
Oh,
that would be cool.
Yeah, just a calm scene, and then you fill it with hot water, and everyone just pointing up at the sky.
Nice.
Or just
because that way you could have the teapot have Godzilla on it when that's hot, so you could line it up where the teacup is pointing at the teapot.
Ooh, I like that.
I feel like you should
our teapot can just be Godzilla.
Or I was thinking that the mug could be just a cityscape, and then when you heat it up, Godzilla shows up, and all of the buildings have pieces missing from them. That would be cool, too.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, done and done. Buffering Podcast Store, opening in sometime
soon. We'll need to figure out that technology.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I like it.
Someone will make it for us.
But write your local congressperson or senator.
It's easy. You can go online. And even websites will fill it out for you.
Yes, essentially. If you punch in your zip code, it'll tell you who you're supposed to write to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there are various, if you don't quite understand what it's about, there are various things you can find online, too, that explain it really nicely. Mm-hmm. There's a video, and I don't remember exactly what it was called or who did it, but there's something on YouTube that's a video that shows very clearly, sort of with pictures, what the idea is of it and how it works.
It's an animation that's making it cycle through Facebook right now. It's I'll see if I can find the actual name of this thing while we're talking about it. Feel free to keep describing it while I'm
I was going to say there's also... there's also on theoatmeal.com, someone linked to that today on Facebook, and it's got a little bit more of an irreverent explanation of what could happen.
Which they're good at doing irreverent overall.
Right. But it's interesting, too, because in the notes underneath the sort of irreverent video thing that he posted, he explains, you know, this issue is obviously very important to me because he himself has been pirated. A bunch of his stuff has been put up on other sites without being credited. One in particular, and he links to sort of his blog about that situation and how poorly the site handled it when he emailed them. But it's really interesting to know that even people who have experienced this, have experienced having their original material stolen, still feel that this particular act is not something that we should do. Because it's just not worded well enough, and it's not actually going to do what it says it's going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like the one.
The one that's... Okay, so it's a Protect IP / SOPA Breaks the Internet video from Vimeo. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, just I believe that's the one that. I watched.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like this act is going to break the power of the internet, you know?
Absolutely.
It's this place where we can go and share information freely and... knowledge, and any kind of restriction on that just feels wrong.
Which is
or censorship is just wrong.
Although it doesn't technically tie to streaming media of any sort, one good thing that's happened recently is the Justice Department threw out a case where high schools want to be able to have some sort of control over what their students say when they're not at school. So, like, there was the big blow-up of what is, like, a high schooler or a college girl inadvertently told a senator that he sucked or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It was a high schooler, which makes the whole situation all that more frustrating and how it all went down.
Yeah, and the high school essentially demanded an apology from her.
Yep.
But realized that she had the right to say what she wanted to say, so
I think she had posted something on Twitter.
Right.
And the senator or congressperson, whoever it was, contacted the school, and the school demanded she apologize. And this young woman, I think she was like 16 or 17, refused.
Right.
Under threat of being suspended from school and all this other stuff going on, she said, no, it was my right to say that. And that's the kind of people we need in this country right now, is people who do refuse to apologize for doing something they have the right to do.
Yeah.
Though not to the extreme of... presidential candidate Perry agreeing that the army, or the Marines who pissed on the bodies of Afghani soldiers, saying that that was okay because they were just kids.
Right, right.
Because that deserves an apology and 17 CNN, more on top of that.
Yeah, and the CNN commenter, female commenter who said that if she'd been there, she would have dropped trow too. Like, that's not the image that this country needs to be sending out overseas right now.
Wow.
That's not helping anyone.
Yeah.
Did you not hear about that?
I actually listened
to the audio of it. It was a female commenter on CNN who said, I don't understand all this backlash. If it were me, I would have just dropped trow and done it too, because, you know, whatever her reasoning was. And apparently CNN didn't even really reprimand her. They just sort of released a statement that said, CNN commentators have their own opinions and they have the right to share their opinions. Which is true, but it would be nice if people would not, you know, make our country look worse.
Yeah. Which makes it weird, because there was a broadcaster on CNN who said that Obama was stupid, and he used the word stupid. And he was fined and, like,
really?
All this stuff. Like,
but there's when, but in the case of this commentator and CNN saying that, I mean, sure, that commentator can have their own opinions, but just like everyone else who goes to a job and does a job, you keep your business and personal life separate.
Absolutely. And I mean, if she had said this on her own personal website or anything like that, then that's totally fine. But the fact that she said it on CNN, I feel that CNN as a company has the right to go to her and say, you know, you can say that on your own time, but we don't want you saying things like that on our airwaves.
If you're on the air, you have the responsibility to represent CNN,
the brand.
Absolutely.
But they're you're supposed to be objective at the same time, and you're supposed to... Mm-hmm.
The whole thing about it is, you know, you can have opinions about certain things, and then there's just having hate, you know, or
very true.
Being ignorant or making a comment that is offensive to an entire group of people.
An entire group of people who can harm people from our country. I mean, that's people have said it, and I don't think it's overblown to say that if the wrong person sees that video or hears people in the U.S. gets the impression that the U.S. is supporting this kind of
behavior.
Action, behavior.
Exactly.
That if the wrong person hears that, where our troops are stationed, that I mean that puts actual U.S. citizens in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's worse is there is a great percentage of this nation who probably supports those Marines too, which really, really scares me.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Like, these are the people who probably since then got the Calvin pissing on thing for their car.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Which I feel like, what's his name? Bill, who did Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah,
I don't think he's collecting any money on any of this, so he should, his estate should, you know.
Now, there's piracy that should be pursued.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you for bringing it back, because you reminded me that the author...
Calvin isn't supposed to be mean-spirited.
The author of the SOP Act, because I can't call it the SOP Act.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The link. Yes.
That Eric posted on Facebook?
I also posted it, too, and a couple other people posted it.
Oh, man.
Essentially, what happened is the author of this act stole a picture and put it as the background of his website.
Yep. So the author.
It's a great link that's titled "That Awkward Moment When You Break the Law That You Wrote."
Yes.
I love it. I really do.
It's just a
fucking hypocrite.
I just want to find Lamar Smith is the author of SOP Act, and let's see if I can bring this up. I will try to remember to post this, but. Check out the background behind the picture of his family.
It's this nice autumnal trees.
But if you scroll down, you
like
see
that.
The copyrighted image that was taken by a photographer who did not get paid to have this picture put on Lamar's website.
Or credited in any way, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
And it's just... I wonder if he realizes what he did. Or I mean,
if he's just
I wonder
got
if somebody on his staff has been fired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Maybe someone on his staff was like, this is bullshit. I'm going to get in trouble. That would be me.
I would like to say, I wonder if he realizes he broke the law that he wrote and then realizes how poorly written his law is. But I don't think that's going to happen because people in politics in the U.S. don't tend to... change their minds about these things, no matter what anyone says about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this actually makes me think. I'm actually going to go to Lamar Smith's website right
now. I'm
going to
give you $5, and then this is all right, right?
Because I want to see if... because the top thing on the Google search for Lamar Smith is a story about how he's a copyright violator. Okay, here we go. Is it still there? Because if it's still on his website... That's the kicker. Let's see. Close. Go away. It looks like he's completely redone his site.
Surprise, surprise.
I think. Yeah, it looks like they've completely redone the site.
Wow.
So you know what's going to happen
next? All new pirated material.
Well, you know what's going to happen next is that someone is going to say that the image was photoshopped that people are using to accuse him of copyright infringement. I mean, they're gonna back up and they're gonna say, no, look at his website. That image is nowhere on the website. It was never there in the first place.
That's a good
see that
point.
Enough people.
And then Google
well, sure
will be like,
would,
actually, we have the archived
do.
Image of the website right here.
Exactly.
Thanks for playing.
Better luck next time.
Welcome to the internet.
He ends up with just some crappy, like, finger painted drawing scanned in for his background. My child. Drew this. Sympathize with me.
Don't troll the trolls. That is the lesson.
Trolls are dangerous, but occasionally helpful.
Yes. Wow.
Sorry, our candle is overflowing at this point.
So
there we go.
We have touched on the subject of. The Stop Online
Piracy
Act.
Yeah, we kind of bounced around in the neighborhood of...
Yeah. But anyway, shall we move in another direction at this point?
Well, I mean, we have like 6 minutes to do so.
Okay.
Or 6 minutes left to, you know, BS around, as it were, because, yeah. I mean, realistically, there's nothing new on Netflix right now. Mm-hmm. So, okay, how about this? Everyone's been doing streaming something or other recently, yes?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, of course. So, let's say top three. We've been talking about, if you listen to the bonus track, we talk about how we binge on what we know. Because it's easier to commit to that because we don't actually have to watch anything anymore because it's just in the background. So let's say top three movies, TV shows, mix, whatever, that you binge on regularly. You know, just simple quick list.
Because streaming, I think that, or generally?
I would say streaming or streamable if you own it, but you still watch it somehow.
Yeah. And I won't start because I'm not a guest.
Well, yeah. Unless you need a second to think, because I can run through my list like
fairly
quickly. Because I've been binging on The Brack Show. For some reason, it just made its way back into my cycle.
It's funny.
Oh, man.
It's kitschy.
I'm not familiar.
It's Cartoon Network, Adult Swim kind of content.
Okay.
Did you ever watch
Space Ghost?
Coast to Coast, yeah.
Not much.
Okay, no. It's a link to that.
Okay.
But it's just, you know, spoof on sitcoms.
More about Brack. He's got a silly voice. He looks silly.
He hangs out with a mantis, and his father is funny and short and Spanish, and mom looks kind of like him, sort of. But I've been watching a lot of that, and as always, Phineas and Ferb is an easy go-to. And then something that I've actually just converted over digitally recently, F-Troop, which is the greatest racist sitcom that I've ever watched. Because it's from 1965, 1966, where it was still okay to make fun of Native Americans.
Ooh.
So it's essentially a Western fort right after the Civil War. So they have the stereotypical Indians, ooh, Native Americans folk, and they are very stereotypical. And it's horrible, but at the same time, it's really easy to laugh at because it is, in fact, funny.
Interesting.
But that's what I've been binging on recently. Can anyone jump in prepared? Or, or Adam, do you need to jump in since...
Well, kids at home will already know.
Star Trek.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is another one I need to get to one of these days, because I've been meaning to go back and rewatch as well.
The Next Generation, I mean, I grew up watching it, and now I'm finally getting back and touching on all the episodes that I didn't see as a kid, and it's awesome. It's not one of those shows that I can play in the background because, well, I don't know.
There are certain episodes but certain ones that where you are invested in, set to go.
Yeah, I mean, sure, I can clean my room and be watching it and stuff like that because, you know, most of it is kind of them talking. It's not...
There's
really
a good deal of filler in there.
Action-packed show, and you can kind of fill in what's going on screen if you're not watching the screen at all times, because they never change clothes. The Enterprise the Enterprise always looks like the Enterprise, and yeah, once you get to a certain point, it's like, okay, this is what this actor is doing right now.
But what else
Data
are you
is probably staring blankly. What else?
Because that makes you think a little bit, but not too much, because there is that kind of go-to.
Yeah.
But where's go-3 and go-4?
Yeah, I mean, Breaking Bad, I'm just getting into this show, and it's fantastic. It's changing my outlook a little bit.
Wow.
In some ways.
You say that Breaking Bad is one of those shows where the first few episodes are hard to get into and then it gets easier after that, or does it...
No.
Is it...
I would say that you...
Jump right in.
You watch the first episode and you're like, oh, this is some heavy shit. What's going to happen next? I mean, after... The first episode was so... The story arc was just so well-shaped within that episode that it stands on its own really well.
Hmm.
So it actually... I watched the first episode and then I left it alone for a little while. And then I was like, wait a minute.
Okay, I need more.
Breaking Bad. What happened? What's going to happen next? And that's when I started watching it more regularly again. And wow, it's wow. But yeah, I mean, it's been around for a while, so I kind of feel like I'm
maybe
I'm playing an old tune here. But
oh, don't worry, I'm still behind you on that one. Yeah, I haven't picked up yet.
Yeah, and then as far as
you can also do movies.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned in the bonus track, The Dark Knight. I did watch that on the plane back from L.A. But also I wanted to mention that as far as shows that you can have on in the background and kind of glance at every right. once in a while, I discovered that the Jeff Corwin Experience is on Netflix again. It's kind of like a sillier version of The Crocodile Hunter of Steve Irwin. Hmm. Jeff Corwin was on Animal Planet around the same time as Steve Irwin.
I remember.
And he's a really funny guy, and it's a lot of knowledge that he imparts, and I like that learning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not in school anymore, most of us. And
some of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, three of the four, I guess. Whatever, guys.
Right.
And I'm going back soon.
And so it's really nice to get something that turns my brain back on a little bit here and there when I am actually taking in visual media like that. But yeah. So
there you go.
Yeah, that's my 3.5.
3.5. Jen, do you have three go-tos?
Yeah. And these mostly do not turn my brain back on. I really should start getting into some other things. But right now I'm rewatching How I Met Your Mother. And I'm actually sort of re-rewatching it, I guess. I discovered recently that season 6 was up and I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, just came up.
So I jumped back to season 5 and watched through seasons 5 and 6, but I'm kind of too lazy to find anything else to watch right now, so then I jumped back further to season 4 and I'm back in season 5 again. So, but that's kind of how I watch things to get really all the information.
Okay.
So. And then one of my go-tos, I'm somewhat ashamed to say, is Grey's Anatomy. I know it's a silly show, but I still enjoy it. And that's another one that recently posted a new season, I think, if I remember right. So I'll probably be jumping back onto that soon to catch myself up.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that a little bit when it was first coming out. And I remember really enjoying it. I mean, some of my college buddies were really, really into it.
I remember watching one episode, and it was a season finale, and I got kicked out of the room because I was talking too much, because I was picking it apart too much.
Was it the one with the bomb or the gunman? Or let's see, what else?
Realistically, I got kicked out pretty quick.
Oh, I see.
I think it was the first season season finale.
Okay. It's notorious for really intense season finales. The season 6 finale, even the second time I watched it, I was going into panic attacks and crying because it's that intense. The first time I watched it was by myself at 3 a.m. and I was frantically texting my boyfriend at the time, telling him how freaked out I was by this finale. It's intense. And now that I've thoroughly shamed myself.
Oh, don't worry. I used to watch Gilmore Girls in college.
I'm probably going to show myself.
Oh, awesome.
More.
Awesome.
Naruto.
My third go-to is Doctor Who, which is sort of a combination watching, rewatching, because I started with season 5 with the Matt Smith stuff because the guy I was dating at the time said, oh, you should watch Doctor Who, but let's just start with the newest stuff.
It's the stuff that's easy to jump into without much background.
So I started with the Matt Smith stuff and watched through season 5 and then jumped back on Netflix and started with season 1. And there was this really awkward period where I had watched seasons 1 and 2 and half of 3 and also 4 and 5. And so I decided to jump back and sort of fill in the gap and then keep going. And now, because I'm one of the few people I know who still actually does the DVDs through Netflix also, I am currently waiting on the final disc of season 6, which I have not yet seen. So I'm pretty excited for that as well.
All right.
Oh.
That's good stuff.
That's Katie, one I have not gotten into, but
I knew anyway. Too.
It's good. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Gotten into. Did
My
I say
friend Dylan just got me into it at the beginning of this year, really. So I guess back in July is when I really started, and I was like, all right. Love.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Katie, your list?
My list. Okay, I'll get the one that probably no one else here can really relate to out of the way right away. And that is, I have this just sick obsession with old SpongeBob episodes.
There are certain ones that I could watch over again if I really wanted to.
Yeah, there are many of those for me. All I've been doing with my evenings is exchanging either GIFs or clips from SpongeBob episodes constantly with about four of my friends. I'll consider that streaming media in a way. Mm-hmm. YouTube, no.
Okay. Well, isn't SpongeBob on
Netflix?
I don't think so. I thought it was last time I was on there.
If it is, then you just gave me, crack. So, awesome. Bye, Adam.
You're welcome.
Great.
Oh.
But on top of that.
Yes, but aside from that, we'll get past the SpongeBob-ness. I'm so focused on it, it's hard to think.
SpongeBob is funny. That's true.
In terms of streaming, I had not watched Mad Men. Just the interest wasn't really there, and it was because that's so the time period that I'm freaking obsessed with.
You haven't?
No, I have now because I binged the crap out of it. Molly got a Netflix account, and then she was like, all right, so, because I used to have one, and then I got rid of it because I was like, I don't want to pay for this, and then Molly and I share everything. She's my special lady friend. I think I've used that term four times tonight.
So far. But still counting.
Right. Okay. In any case, we share everything together.
And Molly.
Molly.
And your mom again.
Okay. Or just the same ones.
But still.
Anyway, she has her Netflix account, and the first thing we both did was okay, everyone loves Mad Men, or loved Mad Men a couple of years ago, I guess, now, and that's something we need to watch. So we sat down, and we watched, the first three episodes together, and I just log on there, and I see that she's, way ahead of me, and then I have to sit there and catch up and everything, and then she's behind a few again. She's like, where was I, Caitlin? sorry.
That's one I need to rewatch or need to start watching. I haven't gotten into that one yet.
It's so good. I just I'm also in a show currently that is 1920s, 1930s. So my third then, this will segue into that, is I've been going on Pandora and just listening to 1920s and 1930s pop music constantly. Ooh. In the background. Nice. Of everything.
A lot of big band?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
Very cool.
Now, have you seen The Artist yet?
Huh?
The Artist
movie. I have not. I want to very badly.
Because now they've won a number of Critics' Choice Awards and Golden Globe Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic.
It's on my list.
It's really good. And it's playing over at the Edina Landmark and I think somewhere else at least.
Yeah, it's actually at a few theaters now. I'm very excited because I finally made solid plans to see that on Friday. I've been wanting to see it for a few weeks, posting it on Facebook, trying to find someone to go with me, and I finally have solid
plans. It's really good.
Yay!
I really like it.
I'm so excited.
But, Adam, I have to apologize to you now. There are 5 seasons of SpongeBob SquarePants available streaming on Netflix.
It was nice spending this time with you guys. I'll miss you.
5 seasons. Holy
shit.
Oh,
gosh. 99. Like the originals, because the new stuff is...
99 episodes, starting from season 1, episode 1.
I'm going to go watch the Patricia episode, the second I get home, because I haven't been able to find it, and it's so good.
Well, there you go. You are set to go.
Oh, so
but this
happy.
Is a great transition into
I guess I'll
movie
just
bluff.
Sink back into Singledom and Star Trek, which go together so well.
Aww. So you know, it would be great. Well. We can have our laptops and we can have our headphones on, and I'll watch SpongeBob, and you can have Star Trek on, and our relationship can proceed.
You know what you can do?
That's the way to do dating.
You could do the earbuds so that you could each have one of each on.
I don't think Adam wants to hear.
So that, so that that way you could really be watching technically something together, but still separately.
It would make my brain explode.
At some point, I'm sure that it would just result in me thinking that Captain Jean-Luc Picard is going, "Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?"
Because, yeah, Jean-Luc
what planet did we go to?
Oh, it's the Patrick planet. All right.
Patrick, what are you doing on the Klingon homeworld?
Oh, wow.
Oh, that'd make it fun. But yeah, we should switch over to movie
Can
blog.
Dad do be I, Patrick?
Do I sense? Wow.
This doesn't make sense.
Do I sense a mashup coming on?
Oh, yes.
I feel like it'd be really bad.
That'll be a fun date project.
I think I would be amused, actually.
Data would actually make a better SpongeBob.
Data's no. Who would be Squidward? This is a big question.
Jean-Luc.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's his name? The Klingon guy.
Worf
is kind of a downer like that.
Yeah.
Oh, always no, serious. Yes.
He's a wet rag.
Yeah. He could be
Gary. Mow.
No, I feel that's Riker. Riker is Gary.
Oh, Data would be Sandy.
Data.
Sorry. I always say that
data.
In real life, too.
I'm Data.
I used to confuse the two when I was a child.
I always hate that whenever I find out that I've been saying a word incorrectly.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, awkward
yeah,
moment.
It's always a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
It really shatters your confidence in your own use of the English language. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to make a third attempt. Hey, let's start movie blog.
Hey, movie
all
blog.
Right.
Third attempt.
Yay.
And Adam, I've been burdening you with starting it off every time since we've been playing this thing.
Well, it is my game.
It is your game. But I am going to steal it this time. Katie, could I get the game disc, which I believe is under the stack of coasters?
Yes, I do. But we can hear you right now.
That's yeah, it's one of the many discs that are under there. So feel free to grab the stack and. Aha! There we go.
Heyo!
Just so we have that, so we know which way we're going.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to start and say, going to Katie.
Yes.
The new Muppet movie.
Ooh.
Cast.
Jason Segel. Movie.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Movie.
Another Jason Segel movie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
God, I know something. Why can't I think of it? What else has he been in? Holy crap. I know his face.
I want to see how long this goes on.
Me too. Yes. Oh, Adam's man. Inner turmoil.
Yeah.
Well...
His eyes
and that YouTube video doesn't
close.
Count.
No.
I guess he technically wasn't on it.
Mm-hmm.
No, he wasn't in that. He was not in The Hangover.
His hands are on his head because that will help.
He was.
Somehow.
Yes. Activating his brain.
Hitting my brain with my fists.
He was channeling his Eye of Sauron for a second there.
Crap. I can't think of it, so I'm going to say that you're bluffing.
Someone forgot the TV show rule.
Oh, crap.
How
Freaks
I
and
Met
Geeks.
You. Ooh, there's another one.
Nice one.
No way.
That's a good one to get a point on. I'm proud of you.
Wait, he was in Freaks and Geeks too?
He was.
Wow.
Yeah, tons
Everyone
of people.
Was in
tons
show.
Of people were in Freaks and Geeks.
Hmm. Yeah.
Huh. Well... I failed hard on that
like
one.
Like the time when Adam Sandler was on there as Adam Sandler.
Really?
Oh, I need to rewatch yeah. that. I don't remember
it's,
that.
It's
yikes!
Funny.
So okay. So Jen has a point already.
Jen, yay! strong debut,
woo-hoo! Strong start, and I get to start again. That goes to you. So I will say, the Mighty Ducks cast,
ooh.
Based in Minneapolis.
Emilio Estevez. Movie.
I know another Emilio Estevez movie.
Cast would have been fun too.
No, it wouldn't.
I know at least
one more cast.
Too late.
Oh, gosh, Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, I had to duck out of the Mighty Ducks. I haven't watched.
You need a refresher.
Yeah,
I've got a good one. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yay!
Hey,
no, shit, no. I
already said it.
No.
Already said it. It's mine. It's mine.
Yep, I
business time.
Because you actually meant.
I actually meant.
The Breakfast Club.
That would still be fine.
Actually, yeah. I actually meant.
That's what I thought you meant.
No, I actually meant. Damn it. Of course, now I'm going to totally blank on his name, make an idiot of myself. His brother. Emilio Estevez's brother.
Oh, you're thinking of.
Oh, God. What's it?
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
yes,
Charlie Sheen.
Which is how I knew I was wrong before you guys called me on it, because I remembered how funny it was that he played the druggie in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah.
And now
yeah.
he's a druggie.
It's kind of like when, a good one.
I tried.
Tiger Blood.
Yeah, whatever.
I want to decide which direction to go with this.
Well, actually, what happened...
No, it ended because I failed. Yep.
So, Katie, you do start, but it does go to Jen first.
So I got a point there, though.
Yes, so Adam has a point, Jen has a point.
Okay, and I'm starting.
Yes.
Let me think. I'm going to go with Step Brothers cast.
You would.
Yes, I would.
Will Ferrell cast? I haven't seen the movie, but I...
You know
what's his name?
I was like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
what is his name?
If you don't know his name, I will cry tears for you.
Oh my God, it's
Don't say it.
He's not going to say it. I can see his face.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Thank you. Got it.
I can see his face so vividly in my mind
Say movie, because that way I can say something else he's been in.
Yeah, and then I'll be happy with that too.
Yeah.
Is he a Kevin? I don't...
Right. I remember who it was now.
Well, think of other people in the cast then.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen
That's what makes
Step
it
Brothers.
Funny is because I know...
No!
Yeah.
We're watching that. I'm going to make you watch it.
I know you are.
Because it makes me giggle. You would know so many people in the cast, too. Why are you...
I'm going to say that you are bluffing and that you can't name anyone else from Step Brothers.
If I am picturing it right, is it Luke Wilson plays the other one? No?
No.
Crap. Oh.
Is it John C. Reilly?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. I'm thinking of the wrong movie, I think.
John C. Reilly.
So that means technically Adam gets another point.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah. Okay.
So you're welcome anyway.
Started off strong, but
so Adam has 2 points, Jen has 1 point.
And I'm apparently seeing Step Brothers in the near future as a result of this round.
Winky face.
Yeah, I knew it was John C. Reilly. So
John C. Reilly.
To have some fun with this and pretend like it's still continuing, since I'm starting and it's going to you, I'm going to say A Prairie Home Companion cast.
Hey, okay. Lindsay Lohan.
Knew you were gonna
movie.
Mean Girls cast.
Ooh. Rachel McAdams. And then I'm also gonna say cast.
Nice.
Ooh, I could be a big douche.
Mm.
Ooh.
He has 2 points, do it.
Oh yeah.
Come on, let's get him.
Oh wait, no, that's not Oh, fuck, what's the name of that movie first? I want to make sure I can back up my own plan here. Fuck, I can't think of the other thing that he's been in. So I'm just going to go with... oh, fuck, why can't I think of her name now?
I think I know who you're thinking of.
I think I do, too.
I know, too, who you could be thinking of.
You know, fuck it. Tim Meadows. Movie.
Tim Meadows. Is he one of those that guy actors?
No.
No, not really.
Is he well known to everyone but me?
Yes. I would like to think so. for a very distinct, like, stretch of years, specifically.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. I yield.
He was on Saturday Night Live for the longest time.
Yep. Tim Meadows.
But what was the name of the failed movie that he was in based on his character on Saturday Night Live, where he had the fro and he had the talk show, the call-in talk show? I couldn't think of it, and it pissed me off. I realized I could just easily say Saturday Night Live.
Right.
This is going to bug me, so I actually have to look this up while I
do.
Because I can't.
Okay.
I
know who you're talking about now.
M-E-A-D.
Tim Meadows.
Yep.
What the fuck?
That was a good way to go with that, Dan. I'm proud of
Well, was Tina Fey in that movie, too?
Yep. Yes. Okay, Tina good. Fey, Amy Poehler, was gonna be my Amanda go-to. Seyfried.
Yeah.
The ladies' man.
And, yes.
Lacey Chabert, right? Or however you say her last name.
Yeah, Lacey, what's
she
it?
She was the other one.
Mm-hmm. Gretchen Wiener.
But, so I have a point. Adam has 2 points. Jen has 1 point. Strudel? And Jen, you start this round, and it goes to Adam.
A Knight's Tale cast.
Sweet.
Good one.
Heath Ledger.
I came prepared.
Movie.
I did.
Heath Ledger movie.
That's my excuse.
Yeah, because I could have named the chick in that movie, kind of. But Heath Ledger movie, I will go with 10 Things I Hate About
yes.
You.
Nice.
Cast.
Okay. What's her name? I need to picture her for a second. Okay.
Come on, you got this.
No, I do. That's why it's funny. What is her name?
You might have to go with something here. Give you 20 seconds.
Oh, crap.
Because there's
name's Kat in the movie, and I just can't get it. I can't get it. It's escaping me. Who else is in that movie? Who can I think of real fast? Don't think anything about you.
I can think of at least two go-to.
Yeah. That's the thing. I can think of three different people who I feel like I should be able to name, and
your time is...
Okay, I'll just say Bluff, but you know, because I can't think of her name.
Yeah, because, you know, there was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
I forgot he was in that.
And Larissa Olenek.
No, not who I was thinking of.
I know, you're thinking of the other one who was in Save the Last Dance or something.
Yeah,
and she was in the Bourne Identity and Supremacy. And
I know who she
Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles.
Thank you.
That's it.
I got 2 points.
This is harder than I thought because you get like the brain fart thing going on. And
yeah.
But the second it comes to you, you're like, what is anyone's name? Everything has fallen out of my brain.
It's not that. You're trying to think of the hardest person that you can think of, but you also have to think of the follow-up to it so you can't back it up.
Right. That's true.
That's how I got stuck on Tim Meadows. I couldn't think of the ladies' man. I was like, wait, I can just say the other part. So, Jen, you get to start again after let's see. I have 2 points. Adam has 2 points. Jen, you have 1 point. Jen, you start, and it goes to Katie first.
Wait, first I'd like to formally apologize to Joseph Gordon-Levitt if he ever listens to this episode.
I was wondering why you didn't think of that one.
Because I love you so much. I'm so sorry.
Let's see.
Because there was also the guy from Camp Nowhere.
I always think of you.
Camp Nowhere.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles cast.
Well, there's a finite
Steve
number
Martin
here.
In that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's who I'm going with. Movie.
Father of the Bride. Cast.
Oh, it's been a long time since I saw that one.
Emily made me watch it relatively recently.
Oh. Yeah.
Have you seen Father of the Bride Part 2?
I have not.
Shit. Okay.
Emily's going to be so proud of me.
Yay!
All I can think about is another wedding movie from that time period that has two actors in it that I can name. At least, My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yay. Oops.
Yeah. And...
Not the same movie, though.
That's just...
not quite.
And I don't think it's quite the same time period either, is it?
I think Father of the Bride was first.
Yeah.
And I think Father of the Bride
was
Part
Runaway
Two
Bride
was
thing,
right around...
that time thing.
Runaway Bride was after all of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
They both fall in the category of...
wedding movies.
Movies you do not really want to watch.
Movies and movies that came out...
Well, no, I like Father of the Bride.
I like My Best Friend's Wedding.
I like that one, too. I don't like Runaway Bride.
I like My Best Friend's Wedding, too.
Anything?
It's like My Best Friend's Wedding is a goalie. Is just blocking every shot that I'm taking at trying to remember who else was in Father of the Bride.
I've got two now. I just realized another one.
You're not helping, ladies.
Yeah, we need to get out the lobster claws.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Oh, man. If I could just remember who the couple were, at least, that might help. Maybe. Would that help?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Okay. So maybe not so much.
Did I actually win one?
Yeah, I've never seen
one. Come on. Come on, brain. It's in there somewhere. I saw this movie, but it was a hell of a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds.
I've seen previews for this
movie.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Ole, ole.
Yeah, there's nothing coming to me right now. Yeah. So, Julia Roberts! and Hugh Grant. They were both in it, right?
Obviously.
No, the two that I came up with were Martin Short. And Kieran Culkin.
If that had gotten stuck in me, I probably would have guessed Martin Short because even though I haven't seen it, I had a feeling he was in it.
Because he's in
both of them. It's one of the few projects they've done together, and I actually saw them together live in Chicago.
So. Martin Short is the wedding planner who has the Asian boyfriend.
Oh, no!
And then he learns. That Dan won the game.
We need to go watch more movies with Emily and Dan.
I guess so.
Or go watch more movies with Emily that Dan is forced to watch as well.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Right.
Because I'm not going to force you to watch
like
most of
the best part of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
I wish you had said The Three Amigos. Because I could do that one all day.
Yeah,
I could have riffed off that one too.
Oh.
That's a good
one. I just felt like winning.
Yep.
Way to go.
For once,
fair enough.
I finally set the bar that I've won a game. I can, retire happy. Which,
hooray!
Yeah, you know, we're just about at that time, perfectly, where we can start closing up.
Hey, good.
Way to go, us.
And go from there and potentially play another game thereafter if everyone's interested.
Sure,
and
totally.
Do another round.
Yes, which will be a bonus track that you can find on the website.
At BufferingPodcast.com. But Jen, are you doing anything coming up that you want to recommend people? Make sure the people come to you that's happening Friday or thereafter.
Not exactly anything to come to, but I had a couple of things.
Go for it.
First of all, I am also in a musical group that sings out at the Renaissance Festival.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We are called De Cantus, which for anyone who cares, the translation is 10 singers. But we have a website and a couple of CDs on the website that we've recorded in the last year or two.
Cool.
And I'm actually on a few tracks on the CDs, which I was excited about. But so if anyone is interested, the website is www.decantus, which is DECANTUS.com. And under recordings, you can even listen to samples of, I think, all of the tracks on the CDs. So you kind of get an idea of what you're getting into before you purchase them if you decide to.
And then De Cantus is probably on Facebook as well?
Yes, we are. And you can actually, I think, link to us through the Court Revelers. Huzzah.
Indeed.
If you're already
huzzah.
A fan. I think you can link back and forth between the two. We're fans of each other.
We are. We get along.
We do. Lots of fun. The other thing I wanted to plug is the Fringe Festival, which doesn't happen until August, mm-hmm. but... the due date for applications for The Fringe is January 31st.
Uh-oh.
So if you have ever had any interest in producing a show in the Twin Cities, or actually even if you're from outside the Twin Cities but want to travel here, The Fringe Festival is amazing. They they do like 100 and last year I think we had 165 shows going on at 15 different venues for 11 nights. I was a house manager last year and I volunteered in the past. But the way it works, you don't even have to have a title for your show. You just have to fill out the application. There's a $25 fee. And if you make it in the lottery and choose to do a show, there's a fee. It's like between $250 and $400, depending on the venue size.
Okay.
And then Fringe handles marketing, techs. They tech your show. They do pretty much all of it. You're provided with the space and the tech, and you do 5 performances under 60 minutes each. So it's really cool. If you've got something, you know, in the back of your brain you want to maybe produce, check it out. The website is www.fringefestival.org, I think. And you can do slash apply to get all the information about the application process and what the Fringe is.
Wow. Thank you.
I came prepared.
That's awesome.
That a girl.
Very cool. Who are you?
Are you also on Twitter at all? Any embodiments?
Oh, I actually am on Twitter. I haven't really tweeted much, but that's mostly because I only have 3 people following me. So if anyone decides to follow me, I will start tweeting more often.
I'll follow you.
It's Jen, J-E-N-N-J-H-A-R-T. So Jen J. Hart.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. And you were right, it is fringefestival.org.
Wonderful. Sweet. Yeah, so check it out, and even if you don't apply to be in it, volunteer applications will go live, thinking maybe March-ish. And volunteering is really cool. You work an hour-long shift, and you get a free ticket to another show in the festival. So I've seen between 15 and 30 shows every year for the last 4 years, and I have only paid for a couple of them.
Wow.
Awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's fantastic, because I did hear a lot of people talking about, I kind of wanted to go to this show, but I didn't quite have the cash, at the time. So
Yeah.
But investing in one of those buttons, too, or like...
Yeah. And there's there's been great stuff. Last year, Tim from The Dregs produced Highlander the Musical.
With
most of the all of the Dregs were actually in that show, so that was pretty cool.
No way.
Yeah.
Kids at Home, The Dregs is another musical group out at Renfest that...
all are highly endorsed.
Yes.
We love them too.
Yeah, they're wonderful. And let's see, Katie, do you have anything that you would like to mention today?
I'll back up Jen's
this evening.
Fringe thing, because it's freaking awesome. I had a group of friends who got in last year, and they... I'm scooting closer to the microphone and speaking more clearly. anyway, they did a show that was really awesome. It was called Toasted, and I did their photography and stuff, and it was awesome. Other than that, I will closer to show times, because I'm in a show called These Shining Lives that we perform the last weekend in February and the first weekend in March at Normandale Community College. Hooray. It's good stuff. It's one of the best shows I've ever read. I'm not afraid to say that. I love it.
What's the venue?
Normandale Community College.
And
it's
run dates.
In the Black Box. And it is... I could give you that information maybe later.
You said February.
Last weekend in February, first weekend in March.
Yeah.
And it's one that they always sell out for because it's in the Black Box Theater.
So it only holds so many.
Super small and intimate. And I get to wear frickin' 1920s, 1930s attire. So I'm a happy girl. And yes, I am on Twitter, which I think I'm at. Is it Katie _ Shay, or is it just Katie Shay?
Let's find out. Since
let's not confuse everyone.
Don't remember. Maybe I can get it quicker than Dan.
C-A. Yeah.
It's a race.
_. See what that does. Hey, you exist. Found you.
Yay, am I _?
Yes, you are
That's
_.
That's what I thought. Okay, I'm at C-A-I-T-Y_SH. EA.
And now both of you are being followed by the podcast.
Excellent. Woo-hoo!
So people can find you that way.
Woohoo.
Huzzah. And
I don't say much.
This evening, I mentioned it last week. I'll mention it again this week. Again, the Court Revelers, we are huzzah. Going... Huzzah!
Yeah.
Indeed.
Every time.
And,
oh, yeah.
Every time. And we are still in the process of getting
pre-recording.
Ready. Yeah. Pre-recording for our...
Pre-production for your CD.
Pre-production, yes. Thank you. For our new CD. And we are taking requests... so to speak. So if there's a song that you've heard out at Fest that you would like to hear, or even just a song in general that you would like to hear really? The Court Revelers sing, that is within reason and
no Gaga.
And...
yeah, I was going to say Beach Boys.
It's been done.
You can take can that to that? The dregs.
Nice.
I'd like to hear a set of Beach Boys stuff.
That's, I don't know. That.
That's right. I'm also taking a picture at the same time.
Yes.
An arrangement of, wow. there
perfect.
Are, that was yay. Kind of cheese. I liked it. But yeah, so requests. We take them. Go to the Court Revelers Facebook page and say what you'd like to hear, and we will oblige if we can. And
you're on Twitter.
I am on Twitter. Trying to think if there was anything else that I was going to mention this week. Nope. I am at @ADAMERDMANN, and that is my name.
Don't wear it out.
Indeed. You can look for a mashup of SpongeBob and Star Trek at the end of the week.
Do it.
Dan.
In progress.
First, for the podcast itself, you can find us online if you're not sick of hearing this so much, but bufferingpodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes if you search for Buffering Podcast, or if you search for my name, or if you search for Adam's name, or if you search for the names of any of our current or past guests. So both of you are, well, you're already searchable on
woo!
iTunes, but Jen, now you're
two
searchable
punches.
On iTunes.
Yay.
So something to brag about. And then you can find us on Twitter at @BufferPodcast, because buffering didn't fit. You can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook as a location, and there are bonuses when you check in. So there's that. For myself, I don't think there's anything really fun coming up to which I'm aware. So I will say just keep listening to the podcast and find the Adam trying to guess the authors of his bio
yes,
recording
right.
on our website, bufferingpodcast.com, and the bonus tracks that you can find in our bonus tracks archive.
Yes, indeed.
But thank you for listening, everybody, to another fantastic episode, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in.
Woo. Sayonara.
This
bye-bye.
Evening.
Yay.